Welcome to another CheapWineFinder.com Royal Companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We do that. We do value price wines. We pick them out three times a week. We write about them. Then we talk about them. And here we go. We're heading into the last part of the season, the party season. And we're doing a bubbly. What do we have here? We got Trader Joe's Platinum Reserve Sonoma County Brut Sparkling Wine. And this is a 2023 edition. That's my add thing to it because they did one in 2021. And I don't know if it's any different because they don't tell you too much about it. So what we have is a sparkling wine that is Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and a little bit of Pinot Meunier. Those are the three main grapes from Champagne. This is made in the Champagne style with the second fermentation in France. That's the triage in the bottle. I think it's at least 18 months. It was made by Rack and Riddle. Rack and Riddle is a California sparkling wine producer, a custom wine producer. Anybody can, if they got the money, can go to them and they can get sparkling wine made. And actually, a lot of brands out there who want to add a bubbly, a sparkling wine to their portfolio, will have Rack and Riddle make it for them rather than to invest. Because when you do these champagne style and even the Prosecco style with the tanks, there is special equipment needed. And if you're not going to make the whole commitment to buy all that and make your own in-house, some do, most don't. Rack and Riddle's one of the companies, probably the main company to go to have it done. So we know who made it, and according to Trader Joe's, their Platinum Reserve wines are supposed to be wines selling at a fraction of the price they would otherwise if they're in a retail wine shop, but there is no reason to know that. This isn't a vintage dated bubbly. It's Sonoma County. Sonoma County is a big place. It's the main places for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay in Sonoma. Well, the Sonoma side of Caneros, the Russian River, Sonoma Coast, you know, but they don't say which one. So you don't know if it's like high-end vineyards. It might be. We don't know. We know where it's made, and it's made by someone who makes a lot of bubbly for a lot of different people. So we don't know, you know, why, you know, we don't know why it should be more expensive. It's just a Brut non-vintage bubbly that sells for $15. And actually, now that we mentioned that, I know in Chicago, I can find Mums, which is CH Mums in France, Champagne, France, and it's Mums in California, have a Napa wine that's selling for $15. You can probably find the Chandon, which is the California house from Moët Chandon, selling for about the same time in this type of year when all the bubblies are on sale. And Roederer has a wine, champagne from California, I think Napa too, selling at the same, roughly the same price tag. So this Trader Joe's Platinum Reserve Sonoma County Brut is kind of going up against the California versions of champagne houses that have been around for 200 years, and they're not really telling you why theirs is worth buying, which is a little bit weird. I mean, I guess for Trader Joe's, you just have to take their word for it. Because $15 is not a lot of money for a bubbly, and they actually... And we'll try this one out in a couple of weeks, is they also have a North Coast, which North Coast is Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino, Lake County, and a couple of small boutique areas. They have a bubbly from there for $9.99, $5 cheaper. So they don't really tell you why this is a wine that's a fraction of the cost of, should be much expensive. There's nothing here to indicate it, except when you taste it. It tastes really good. I'm going to take a sip. Yeah, it really is a delicious sparkling wine. It's got really good, really kind of bolder flavor for a sparkling wine. It's 12.5 in the alcohol, which is about right. You know, it doesn't have, it's not full bodied or anything, but it's got really distinct flavors. They're very good flavors. You know, one thing I noticed that there isn't a lot number. Usually with the Trader Joe's Reserve wine, especially Grand Reserve and up, there's usually a lot number to show that this is a limited edition wine, and these don't have a lot number. So are these the same wines from 2021? And I don't know they are. But if they are, the extra time has really kind of improved them, though I don't know. They could have just got them recently. They say it's a limited edition. But without the lot number, it's hard to tell from that because these are non-vintage wines. Take another sip. Yeah, it drinks well. It's a really good $15 champagne-style bubbly. I mean, there's a lot to like about it. It's got good flavor. It's well-balanced. The acidity is really nice. It lets the flavors unfold. The flavors in there are very nice. It's brut, but there is a little bit of taste of sweetness here and there, which is welcome. Not you know, not something that's out of place by any sense of the word. You know, it's it's a really nice California sparkling wine. It doesn't seem to be trying to be champagne, though it is made in the same way champagne is. And it tastes great, and it costs $14.99. And it's got enough body. You could eat this with various, you know, it has enough acidity. You can eat this with a lot of different meals. So far, it's a winner. So that's it from me, Domaine Dave, from CheapWineFinder.com. We got more wines coming, and we're going to go a little bit upscale in the next month. So three times a week, come back, and we'll talk. So adios, keep it cheap, and we'll be talking. Bye-bye.